Okay, Tevye, so we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Bava Kami, and we are up to Parak Gimel Mishnah Hey. Zeba b'chaviso. If one guy is coming with a barrel, v'zeba b'koroso, and another guy is coming down the other end of the street in the other direction with a big beam, nishpar kados v'zeba koroso, and they collide, they crash. So the beam breaks the barrel. So Potter, the guy who owns the beam, does not have to pay for that barrel. Shel zeru shosalich, zeru shosalich. Everyone's allowed to walk. It's a rishus rabbin. You're allowed to carry stuff. And it was just wrong. So no one did anything that they weren't supposed to do, and therefore, since you didn't do anything wrong, and you didn't walk into the guy, you walked into each other. He was walking just as much as you were walking, so you're not going to be chayiv to pay. Haya bal kora rishon, but if the guy walking in front was carrying the beam, bal chavis achron, and the guy holding the barrel was behind him, nishbra chavis bakora, and the guy walking with the barrel was walking faster than the guy in front of him, so he rear ends him, so Pater Balakora, the one who owns the beam is Pater, because he didn't do anything wrong. It was the guy with the barrel that walked too fast and walked right into him. But Vimamad Balakora, if the guy who owns the beam took a short stop unexpectedly, then Chayiv, then he's going to be Chayiv to pay for the damages of the barrel that came behind him. Vimamad Balakhavis Amod, but if he put on his brake lights or his hazards and he said, you know, he shouted to the guy behind him, stop, or I'm stopping, Pater, then he's going to be Pater, because he gave proper warning, and the guy behind him should have been paying better attention. Haya bal chavis rishon, if the guy with the barrel was in front of bal kora achron, and the guy with the beam was in the back, nishbra chavis bakora, and the beam breaks the barrel, chayiv, the guy with the beam is going to be chayiv, because he walked too fast, and he walked right into the barrel. Vim amad bal chavis, but if the bal chavis took a short stop, pater, then the guy with the beam can't be expected to be able to stop in time, and therefore he's going to be pater. Vim amar le bal kora mod, but if the guy with the barrel warned the fellow behind him to stop, so then chayiv, then the guy with the beam for not stopping is going to be chayiv. V'chein zeba b'neiro v'zeb b'pishtano. And the same halacha applies when one guy is carrying a candle and another guy is carrying some flammable material like pishtan, and the candle lights the pishtan on fire. So you can have all the same halachos as a beam and a barrel. Meaning, just like the relationship between a beam and a barrel is such that you know the beam is what damages the barrel, when it comes to a ner and pishtan, you know that it is the ner that damages the pishtan. Mishnah Vav, Shnayim Shoyim Mahalchin Bershus Harabim. If two people were going in Rosh Hashanah, Echad Rotz VeEchad Mahalich, and it was a time where people are in a big rush on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, something like that, and one of them is running, and you're allowed to run on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, and the other guy was walking, I'll show you Shnayim. What's more, they're both running, V'Ezik V'Zeh Ezeh, and therefore, understandably, an accident happened. Shnayim Peturin, they're both going to be potter for any damages that were done, because you're allowed to run on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, so no one is going to have to pay for something that you're technically allowed to do. But if it wasn't Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, then the guy who's running had no business running. He should have been much more careful, and therefore he's going to be potter in general. That's the assumption, is that there are certain times and places, there are certain contexts where people are allowed to be a little more careless in their effort to run and do a mitzvah. Similar to what we have in Maseches Sukkah, that if, in the context of a celebration of a wedding or something like that, the Rama writes in Hilchos Purim, in the context of Purim, if you're a little more careless in your damage, you're going to be potter for such damages. So you have the same thing over here when it comes to Erev Shabbos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we spoke about a guy with a barrel and a guy with a beam that crash into each other. So if they both just walk into each other, they're both potter, meaning the guy with the beam is potter for paying for the barrel, because neither did anything wrong. But if it's one in front of the other, so then it gets more detailed. If the guy with the beam is in front and the guy with the barrel is in back, so if the guy with the barrel walks right into the beam, obviously the guy with the beam did nothing wrong and he's potter. If the guy with the beam stopped short and then therefore the guy with the barrel crashed into him, he's going to be chayiv. But if he warned the guy that he's stopping short, he's going to be potter. If the guy with the barrel was in front and the guy with the beam was in back and the guy with the beam smashed right into the barrel, he's going to be chayiv. If the guy with the barrel stopped short, then the guy with the beam is going to be potter. But if he warned the guy with the beam that he's about to stop short, then, and the guy with the beam didn't pay attention, then the guy with the beam is going to be chayiv because he walked right into him. Aharon, and the same is true when you have a candle and flammable flax. Then the Mishnah of Vav, we said that if two people are walking in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or one guy was running in Rosh Hashanah, or they were both running in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it happened to have been a time where you're allowed to run, like on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, everyone's going to be potter because no one is considered to have done anything wrong. Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin.